David here, whenever he's being asked this question, why art thou alone? He's foreshadowing Christ, isn't he, our Saviour? Why are you alone, thou Christ of God? No man with you, that's Jesus. Part of the redemptive work for us was to suffer loneliness. He had to redeem us from everything. And to be redeemed from anything that we have to be redeemed from, he has to enter into it all. And one of the things that he has to experience is loneliness. If he doesn't experience it, it's not redeemable. It is redeemable because he's experienced. We can be redeemed and saved from loneliness. Eternal loneliness. And so we can ask this of Christ our Saviour, why art thou alone? Thou Lord, who made all things, who made all the innumerable creatures, all the hosts of heaven and all the hosts of the earth and all the hosts of the sea, who has surrounded thyself with innumerable creatures in thy creation of angels and men and all living beings, who has made a world teeming with life. Why are you alone on the cross? Who made all things? Why is no man with thee? We have to ask why. What has he done that he should have to be alone? What has he done that you have made him a suffering, lonely one? And Jesus was at times a suffering, lonely one. I know he had his disciples. Sometimes they went away and left him. You remember he delivered that discourse in John 6? And it says from that hour many of them went back, left him. And the Lord felt the pain of it. And he turned around to the 12 and he said, are you going to go too? Whenever he was taken in Gethsemane by the band, we read that all his disciples, they forsook him and fled. He was left alone. The Lord Jesus says, I have trodden the winepress alone. Alone. This aloneness of our Saviour to redeem us. On the very cross, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Not even no man with him, but by all appearances, by the confession of his mouth, not even God with him. Why art thou alone, dear Saviour? To obtain you, sinner. To obtain you. To save you from the loneliness of being a cast out soul in the blackness of the darkness of all eternity. I suffered that aloneness in time that you might not suffer the aloneness in eternity. To redeem you from the curse of loneliness that your sins truly deserve, to bring you into God's family and into the fellowship of saints, that you may not have aloneness. Loneliness is awful, but eternal loneliness is horribly awful. Going into eternity is lonely. And you don't want to hear these words as you step into eternity. Why are you alone and no man is with you? Not even Christ. Not even Christ. How terrible. Don't be lonely of Christ. Sinner, you need Christ. You need him who will never leave you nor forsake you, who redeems you from loneliness and gives to you his abiding presence. Redeem you by the loneliness that he suffered. That's why he's alone. To save you from it. That you might have his